Oasis Audio presents the Edgar Rice Burroughs Authorized Library.
Tarzan and the Jewels of Obar by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Read for you by Ben Dooley. Forward. Marrying into a literary dynasty is an experience like no other. For me, it began in 1979. That was the year I married Danton Burroughs, the grandson of author Edgar Rice Burroughs, ERB, whose work stands among popular fiction's greatest tales. This meant that not only did I now have a new family by marriage, I also had a wonderful extended family of fans around the world who had read and reread ERB's books and were carried off on fantastic adventures. Dan, as I called my husband, was only 6 when ERB died. He remembered little about his grandfather, but came to know him well both by reading the novels and through the many fans who consider ERB to be fiction's ultimate author. Dan approached life with natural and open curiosity. Upon meeting him, people were immediately swept up in his contagious enthusiasm. They loved Dan because, like them, he loved ERB's books. They recognized him as one of their own. For years, my participation in the company was quite limited, although Dan was actively involved in the day-to-day operations. In time, our family came to love the legacy that Dan nurtured and protected throughout his lifetime. Interestingly, after ERB's death, it was a woman who stepped into the leadership role. In the 1970s, Marion Burroughs, who was related by marriage, took control and helped drive ERB Inc. forward. She was tough, but in a good way, and her efforts were important to the company's continued growth. ERB created some fascinating female characters in his books, heroines and villainesses alike, whose roles in the novels are instrumental in making those stories successful. Dan and I named our daughters from two of ERB's beloved female characters featured in the Barsoom series, Deja Thoris and Lana of Gathol. Today, Deja and Lana are young, modern women, and I believe both Dan and ERB would be proud of them for wanting to continue the celebrated literary tradition that their great-grandfather built and their father worked so hard to preserve. All of this explains why I feel privileged to have been asked to provide this foreword to the Edgar Rice Burroughs Authorized Library. Tarzan and the Jewels of Opar has all the elements of a classic ape-man story. Tarzan, Jane, La, in her second appearance of 4 in an ERB tale, the lost world of Opar, Mugambi, the great warrior of the Waziri tribe, the apes, and a collection of scheming criminals. But what's important is that it also shows how ERB allowed his female characters to evolve. Jane, in particular, whom readers encountered in the first Tarzan book as a gentle creature trapped in an unforgiving world, but who, by this novel, has become self-reliant and a stronger, more capable person. Though I never met him, I recognize the incredible imagination that ERB had, giving readers a pass into the fantasy of living like Tarzan or John Carter or any of his heroes, primitive, fearless, wild, and the tenacity to enjoy life. Dan, whom we lost far too young in 2008, had immense pride in everything his grandfather accomplished and felt a sense of honor in carrying on the name Burroughs. Deja, Lana, and I are so grateful that we're connected to the
sample complete. Ready to continue?